This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Today on our business spotlight, we're talking to Keith Kavanagh, who's co-founder and director of Frozen Cloud Clothing, an exclusive Irish luxury brand known for its high-quality curated pieces and private online sales as well. Keith's journey into fashion was inspired by a deeply personal experience, the loss of his cousin 4 years ago, which motivated him to create something meaningful and lasting. Keith, delighted to welcome you to iRadio's group chat. Can you start by telling us a little bit about yourself and also kind of go into the background of what inspired you to co-found Frozen Cloud Clothing?
Yeah, so I actually come from a background of sports. Like, I've played sports my whole life, rugby mainly. When I was in fifth year in Port, I got a scholarship to Ross Grey. We went to Ross Grey and won a senior cup. As for me, myself, like, I always had an interest in clothes. And it's actually funny enough, the story how it came around, when I was only in primary school, I was going off shopping with my mother and father, and I would have gave out, like, as every young lad does, like, and I really didn't want to be there. And my father pulled me aside and he said, if you want girls to like you, you have to understand clothes and like fashion. And from that day, I took it so literal that, like, every time my mother and sisters went off shopping, that I just made it my business to go with them, and I actually started to enjoy it then. And even with clubs, like, after school, we won the senior cup of Ross Grey, so I went to, like, I played AIL rugby with Shannon. Then I moved to Navan, and then for my last years playing AIL, I moved to O'Wesley. But with every club I went to, like, the one question I used to always ask them, and especially with Wesley towards the end of it, was what was the gear like? So I kind of matched my boots up to it. And I think over the years, like, especially since after COVID, like, over the years, COVID was kind of a hard time for everyone, like, and I would have spent a lot of time, as I mentioned in my video, talking with my little cousin Niall, like, playing PlayStation, playing Call of Duty. There's nothing else really to do, like, and whenever we were chatting, like, we're online chatting, we'd always be chatting about, like, football. Like, he'd be telling me about how things are in England, how we'd meet up as soon as all the restrictions all were lifted. But we'd always be sending each other little bits about clothes. Like, and I think I mentioned a video about him. Like, he particularly had a good eye for, you know, designer pieces. Like, after COVID, like, when I was in the cinema with my friends, and I got a message from my mother to say, like, look, can you give me a ring whenever you get a chance? And my mom doesn't usually text me saying something like that. So I left the movie straight away, and I rang her, and I was like, look, what's going on? Like, and she explained to me then about, like, Niall's in a coma with a brain tumor. And I think this all spiraled into, like, I think it was 3 weeks he was kind of fighting for his life in a hospital. And after that, I honestly didn't know how to deal with losing something like that, so losing someone that close to you. And it made me spiral out and just go out every weekend. I kind of lost the run of myself altogether. Like, this, I wasn't the same person. I'd wake up on a Monday, go through Thursday, just an absolute shell of myself. And I was just, to be honest with you, I was very lost in my life. So there was this one night I came across a video of him. I think you can see in the video where he's, like, he's trying to fist pump his little brother. And if I'm being honest, that video, like, that brought me to tears. Like, I was like, what am I doing in my life? Like, all these promises I would have made when I was younger, like, I'm going to do this, I want to do this, I want to do that. To be honest, I was just throwing it all away. Like, and it gave me that realization and that kick to, like, go from rock bottom to, like, miserable. Kind of, like, the best way to explain it is I was living my life like a hamster wheel. I was just going around in circles. I just needed something to get me off that wheel. And my sister's boyfriend lives with us since COVID. And there's something he used to always mention to me was, like starting up a business. And my father has his own company. I've been working with him for years. And, like, even when I was working with him, I always wanted to start up something that I could work for myself, because I knew I wouldn't be working with my father forever. I wanted to start some work for myself. But, like, I feel like I was always looking outward instead of inward. Like, sometimes I'd look at, like, some of my friends starting up a construction company, and I'd be like, oh, sure, I can't do that. And to be honest with you, it wasn't me. Like, I have no interest in being on a building site. And it was when Jamie was in the house, he would always say to me, like, there has to be something we can start up where, like, we can work from a laptop and be able to travel around and do something cool like that. Like, and I was just thinking back to, like, all the times all the things we used to text about, like, clothes, football, fashion. And then I was like, what if I just start up my own clothing brand and be able to tell a story through the clothes and make pieces that, like, that people can wear and they can feel it, the weight, like, and it's to feel the quality, feel the weight, like, and it gives them that sense of urgency to, like, when you wear it, you feel it, you improve in your life. So that's when I came back. I had Mikey with me as well. He's also a part of this. And we were all sitting down one evening, and I said, lads, we start up a business, because, like, between the three of us, we'd sit down and talk about all these ideas, like, imagine doing this, and or imagine making a video and doing something. It's like, between the three of us, the imagination was so good that, like, imagine if we actually stopped talking about something for once and actioned it. And how big could you make something? How cool could you make something be? Like, and actually tell a story. Instead of telling a story between ourselves, actually tell a story out there. And yeah, that's basically pretty much how the clothing brand came around.
It's, first of all, I'm so sorry to hear about your cousin. You know, he sounds like such a wonderful person. And I've seen the videos as well on your social platforms. And I can see so clearly how much that he means to you. And creating something so meaningful out of that loss must be so empowering for you. And now to see Frozen Cloud go from strength to strength, and it's an exclusive luxury Irish clothing brand that people are trying to get, I mean, how does that feel?
Yeah, like, it's, as I said, like losing someone is so difficult. Like, anyone who's lost someone knows, like, and I think, to be honest, it's probably the first time I really lost someone that was that close to me. And it's building something with meaning and purpose that, like, you can, like, it's building something with meaning and purpose that you can, like, honor towards someone as well. Like, it just makes me, like, for example, like, some days I come in from work and I'm tired. Like, I work with my father from Monday to Friday, and I come in on, let's say, like, Tuesday, I don't go home till late. Like, and there's some days you're like, oh, geez, I'm tired. But, like, you think about, like, you're building something not only for myself, but for someone else looking over you, you know, so way. And it just drives me, honestly, to be honest, to keep pushing on and to build something massive. Like, as I think I said before, like, I want to build something that people can connect to. Like, people feel like, oh, I kind of was in his situation. I kind of feel like I can do more in my life. Like, and if that means us putting ourselves out there a little bit and doing that, well, then it's definitely worth it in the end.
Your business is so interesting in that you offer private sales on the website rather than selling through traditional retail. What inspired that particular approach, and how has that been working for you so far with Frozen Cloud?
Yeah, see, well, not most brands, like, if when I buy clothes myself, I would buy things that are expensive, if you get me. Like, so, like, the whole idea behind, like, if you go into Brown Thomas or some unbelievable brands in there, like, you have Represent, Co Buxton, About Blank, like, there, if you wear their clothes, you can feel that, like, okay, I'm buying this, and I'm gonna have this for years. And as I said before in a few videos, like, it's a brand isn't for everybody. And I've often got people questioning, like, oh, sure, how this costs this much, like, let's go to Shein and get this. And that's fair enough, because then they tell me they're throwing them out a few months later, like, which is, like, Shein produces 10,000 new products a day, like, and that's not something that I'm interested in myself. So the way we went about it is, like, if people really want it, they will go on our website. Like, if you, like, say, for example, a Rolex, they have a waitlist. It doesn't matter who you are, you're on a waitlist. Like, if you go into their shops, it doesn't matter if you're a millionaire, you go into their shops, you're on a waitlist. And I always thought that, like, for me particularly, if I was buying runners or clothes, like, I like having something that not everyone else has. And I just thought it's such a cool idea that, like, you put yourself out there, you actually had to work hard to get that, and now you're wearing it, and there's only a limited number of them pieces made. And I always found that concept cool. Like, if I had, say, I got runners and I found them on StockX, and you have everyone ask you, where'd you get them? Well, I've never seen them, because people are looking in shops. So that's kind of the way it came around. And to be honest with you, yeah, no, the whole sign up, the waitlist is, it's going to be slow to start, but it's, like, our last t-shirt drop, I think we only done limited pieces. It was like an angel design with a bit of a quote on it.
Yeah.
And we only had 50 of them t-shirts, and they sold out in 4 minutes. So yeah, so far the whole concept of a waitlist seems to be working out, and hopefully it's going to grow and grow the more we progress in the business.
It's kind of that exclusive element of it. You feel like you're getting something, yes, that nobody else has. How do you balance the social media as a role in all of this? Is it playing a massive role in promoting your business?
Yeah, definitely. And look, if I'm being honest with you, the whole idea of this, all of us doing this, is that, like, none of us are experts at anything we do. Like, it's everything we do is trial and error. Like, so Like, if you look at our videos, like, they look brilliant. That's Jamie's doing all that by himself on a laptop. They probably shouldn't even be able to edit like that. even, yeah, I know it's gas. Like, he's brilliant at it. He's doing courses. Me and Mikey are learning how to design. We're not perfect at doing it, but it's just the whole idea is, like, even our videos, like, they're not, sometimes we look back and I'm like, oh, we can do better. But the whole idea of that is, like, if we go online and actually tell a story and show people how raw it is, like, yeah, some of the videos that we put out look brilliant because Jamie's so good at editing, but, like, we're trying to tell a story that is trial and error. So, like, we're not seen as a perfect brand who is polished and everything done right. It's more like, if you want to do something, you try it and you put yourself out there. Keep making mistakes. Every day you show up, you're learning. Every day you're consistent, you're improving. And that's the whole point. That's what the social media, and yeah, it's kind of mad, like, with social media, like, because I think one of the last drops, like, I got 3 random followers one day, and then, like, a few minutes later, they bought t-shirts off us. So, like, something like that, to me, like, when you start off with your first one, it's just friends buying it, and then you get a few random sales, and then you have a few random people following you, which turns into 3 sales, and that to me is a very surreal moment, like.
It's amazing to see a brand like that grow as well. Like, you know, kind of being at the thick of it, it must be like, oh my gosh, we have a new follower, we have a new shopper, you know, like when you're so early on in it all. But now that you are kind of probably heading towards Christmas season, do you have anything in the pipeline collections wise or even initiatives you're looking forward to in the new year for Frozen Cloud Clothing?
Yeah, we actually have loads. So this hoodie I'm wearing here at the moment, it's I think you can kind of see here with it has a little crest and a little script on the back of it.
Oh yes, I can see it, but you'll have to describe it to the listener. What describe what we're seeing.
It's a charcoal grey zip hoodie and there's a pink one as well. And what it has on the front of it is a crest, and on the bottom of the crest it says Heritage with 2 laurel wreaths going up wrapping around the outside of it. And inside the crest, it has 2 hearts crossing, and it has our brand's name on the bottom, and on the top it has Curra, and Curra is champion in Irish. And the whole concept behind that is champion is not just someone who's on stage or on a pitch who wins medals. Like, champion is like the people who show up every day, whether you're like a baker, open up your shop, whether you're a barber, whether there's someone who's just grafting at something, like you're in the gym, you're working on something individually and you're just showing up every day. That's to us what a champion is. So, and then we have the hurls. And when we're doing a design, it's like, can we have things with meaning? And, like, for example, hurling is an Irish sport, and hurling is also the longest sport known to mankind. And that's when we're getting in our fabrics, we use French terry. And that's the whole reason behind it. Like, we want, like hurling, we want our things to last, like they're timeless, if you get me, and they evolve with time.
I am obsessed, can I just say, with how much, like, thought and consideration is put into it. It's so individual, it's so creative, all of your clothes. And it makes so much sense then when you explain kind of the people being on waiting lists to buy things and stuff like that, kind of the exclusive element, because they're so special, everything. But if you could shout out another Irish business or entrepreneur, who would it be? That's generally what we do on this segment as well.
Well, I suppose if I had to show anyone, my barber is, my age is he? I think he's only 23 and he's been cutting my hair for probably 8 years, but he actually has his own, like, hair product range at the moment. It's Hitech. It's Keep Backwards.
Okay.
So yeah. So, and he's absolutely flying it, but he's a young lad that, in fairness to him, like, he works for himself. He gets up every day. He's running his, he cuts hair at his house, but he has his own little studio at the back of the house. And he shows up every day for the last 8 years, and he's after starting up his own hair product range as well. So it'd only be fair to give him, a close friend of mine, a shout out as well.
Okay, well, that is the next one on my list to follow. And Keith, delighted to chat to you. Where can people find you on social media if they're looking to find out more about the brand?
On Instagram, it's Frozen Cloud Official, and I think it's the same on TikTok and Facebook, Frozen Cloud Official. And if you want the website, it's www.frozencloudofficial.com.
Well, Keith, I'm delighted to have chatted to you today all about Frozen Cloud Clothing. Wishing you all the best with the new range and also everything coming up to Christmas. And I'm sure we'll have you on iRadio's group chat again.
Yeah, I'd love that. Thank you very much. Appreciate the chat.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.